really the message that we talked to the team and wanted to share that with you. You know, honestly, this preparation, it is 100% about us. That's not to say the respect for Gus, the Jags, everyone is high as it could get. But honestly, it's about getting our football right. And so that's where the focus began today, about all the competition that goes into it and going against one another to get our football and playing it exactly like we want it. So that's where the focus is. It's right back to us. You've probably heard that message from me before from the beginning of the year. And there are certain parts of philosophy I never back off of, and that for sure is one. So with that, I'll open it up. Just want to be really clear how we're starting the week.
Yeah, Coach, a couple moves yesterday.
Yep.
William Moore to IR, and haven't seen a release from IR before. Hankerson.
Sure. Basically, just came down, you know, wasn't going to be part of our future plans regarding Hankerson. So that was the decision there. And then William just had a significant injury, wouldn't be able to make it back on time. So the ankle sprain was, you know, one that would be hard to come back from.
Kamal will slide into his role.
He will. Yep. Kamal Ishmael will come back in and be similar to, you know, how it took place when William's been out before.
Coach, you talk about facing Gus. I know you guys are kind of buddies and
yep.
stuff. Yeah. Just talk about facing him and what you expect from that team.
Yeah, well, number one thing I would expect from, you know, any unit that's around Gus for a short time, they're going to play with a lot of energy. And the passion he has for teaching, it totally shows, and it comes off the tape about how hard they want to play. So I think that's, you know, what we told the team first. Although some of the looks and that type of thing are similar defensively, both, you know, systems are different offensively. So there's some familiarity on both sides.
Dan, in reference to Hankerson, when did you realize he wasn't in the future plans, and why not just release him 2 weeks ago instead of putting him on
yeah,
IR?
It was just something that we waited and did as we went through it. It was wasn't like a, you know, good timeline to say right now. Is it, you know, it was just a matter of, you know, going through a couple weeks process. Yeah.
You expected more out of Hardy and Williams now because of this?
More. Yeah, I'm totally pleased with Hardy in terms of the development that he's making. And the time that he spent in the development plan is totally, you know, paying off for him. The time that he works, you know, getting off man-to-man coverage and in the run game, like, he's been a real factor. And you see his grit in his play, the toughness that he's playing with. So, yeah, he's been somebody for sure that has stepped up, you know, and developed, you know, exactly like you'd hope a young guy would.
And you guys have faced the spectrum of quarterbacks throughout. I mean, some veterans, some guys who have been backups, some
right.
very young guys. Bortles now, you know, obviously still very young, but he seems to have developed very rapidly, already third in the league in touchdown passes. How do you go about approaching a quarterback who, again, is still very young and hasn't seen it all with someone who seems to have developed so quickly?
I think number one is the deep shots that have, you know, taken place. And that part of his game, you can tell, is totally on point. You know, where they're connected on some big explosive plays or way up near the top of the league in terms of explosive. So that part, when you put that reel on first in terms of explosive plays, you can see, you know, not just the arm strength, but the touch that he has to make some of the deep throws. So that part's been totally on point. So at this point, you know, we don't necessarily think in terms of young and not, you know, at this point he's playing really good ball, and no, defensively we've got our work cut out for us.
Why do you think, is it fair to say people have underestimated them? I mean, throughout the league, or is that, you know, just case where they haven't gotten as much attention? Why is it that they haven't seemed to get as much attention?
Yeah, I can't speak on that other than the fact, you know, for us, you know, we don't see them enough, just, you know, not being in the, not only the same division, but the same conference. So just, you don't get that familiarity, you know, on the crossover games going back and forth. But when you put the tape on, you certainly have a lot of respect once you see that.
Yeah, you talked about meeting with the team today.
I
think it was Devontae. Somebody said the other day, we got to go back to having fun. I'll substitute the word loose with fun. Was that part of what you guys talked about today?
I think one of the things I talked about was just, it starts off really with the standard in terms of the competition, the way we practice, the way you go after it, the way you and I go against each other, push each other that hard, whether I'm center to nose tackle, linebacker against a tight end, the one-on-ones at wide receiver DB. But the swag, the fun, all that comes with playing really fast and playing loose. So sometimes, you know, when you get really uptight about things, that's when you can get tight and not play at your best. So I think that's probably, you know, all that comes with winning. You know, the looseness, the fun, but there's a process to go through to get to that spot where you're playing at max speed and letting it rip.
So with a streak, let's use the word loose then,
sure.
How do you actually convince guys that there is a way to play that way again? And what's the fine line between being loose?
Yeah,
and
great question. Yeah, for sure it is. And I think number one, you always start with the effort first. So, like, how hard we play, how hard we push one another to get our football exactly like we like, that's when the big plays come, and that's when we're at our best. So you can't kind of fake that. You know what I mean? You have to put the work in. And I'm not somebody that believes in just overnight success where it's, I mean, you've got to put the time in and you put the work in. And so when those things happen and it kind of, the work and all that comes together and we're playing together and understand that's a big catch, like that's when the looseness comes. So I firmly believe it starts with the work first, and we put it in, we grind for it, and then as it gets toward the end of the week, it's, man, I got this down, I know the plan, I'm ready to go, let it rip. And that's honestly the message I'm trying to get across to the club.
Dan, three straight road games is an anomaly in the league, doesn't happen often, league tries to avoid it, but you're in that third game of this stretch. How is that affecting you guys as far as, you know, preparation, things of that nature? I mean, I know it's not a lot of travel.
Yeah, that's the one where we got the bonus on this one, where it's not, you know, a back-to-back West Coast where you got to come back. The trips have actually been able to stay in the routine. We like the road trips because of the connection it brings for the guys, you know, when we're out at the hotel doing our stuff together. We like that feeling. So we were fortunate enough that these road trips were all, you know, really close.
When you're going through a stretch like this, obviously that leads to a lot of speculation about big changes coming, and is that all that's distracting to the with the players, know that they're probably going to be, you know, on the roster and maybe in the front office as well? You know, a lot of speculation about that and dealing with that, and particularly you as a rookie coach, kind of with all that sort of looming.
Yeah, one of the things that we talk to the team, like everything counts in terms of the way you prepare, the way you play, the way you battle. So that part of it is never going to change. You know, like that's the league we live in. That's the competition that we thrive under. So everything counts. Like, we're looking for that all-in mindset and attitude, and there's so many guys that are. So I don't worry about it being a, you know, an external factor. It's like, how good can we play, and how good can you get today? So that's kind of where the messaging comes right back.
I was asking you point blank too, your relationship with Thomas. Obviously there's a lot of speculation, sure, about his future and what your relationship,
yeah,
is with him, and
glad
about
to.
What you've got to,
yeah, I'm glad,
you know,
you
about
asked
the idea that perhaps he's writing, yeah, down his tenure here.
Yeah,
a lot of people
be glad to talk on that. And I know there was some speculation that Thomas is a really big part of why I wanted to be here. And the respect I have for him and the partnership that I was wanted to help create from a head coach to a general manager. So we are in sync in every facet of the time we got here to going through every process together, the support that we give back and forth to one another. Couldn't be higher for a guy.
Do you what do you think about the when you hear the speculation, you know, that you want to, is that any reaction to what, you know, the, obviously with somebody?
Yeah, I don't try to overreact. Yeah, I don't try to overreact to things that are outside, because I know, like, the importance he has and the partnership and the culture in terms of he and I together. So I don't give it a lot of credence outside the building.
One more thing, too. Do y'all have a – is there enough talent on this roster?
Absolutely there is. And that's part of, like, every year, man. You're grinding to keep finding edges, to keep finding the difference, and it's why you keep – you know, going through, is there a practice squad player that has some unique stuff that we can pull it out of him? So those are the things that he and I do together, and we watch tape together. We go through the process, whether it's free agency, draft, in season, and we just take it step by step together. And anytime there's change, it's hard. It's a whole new system offensively and defensively. So are there certain players that fit certain styles? Of course there is. And so every time we're going to look to see, can we get better in spots? We're absolutely going to do that, and we're never going to back off that message.
And corners seldom get a break in this league with all the wide receivers, and usually,
right,
every team has one. This team has two,
yep,
young, budding wide receivers. Can't roll coverage over to one side. You might,
right,
get burned. How do you attack that defensively?
And you know, from the corner standpoint, especially with True, you know, like, he has really been on point in his game. So sometimes, it, even when a guy's playing well, it still goes, you know, to another side, and that's part of the matchups and ball that goes in. It's not just going to be one way to take care of that, you know, whether it's the man-to-man, how do you get underneath coverage that can help a corner, you know, when he's on top, where do the underneath zone players, when you do play man-to-man, making sure you're winning on leverage. So the challenge is for sure there, and I think it's the explosive passes that really set this club apart. They're able to connect on the deep ones, where on some of the shallow ones, that's kind of normal ball, but it's their deep ball, I think, that makes them so unique.
More pressure on the pass rush because, as you said, the,
yeah,
deep routes, they have to take time to develop. So
that's exactly right. They've got to get there, and you totally nailed it. In terms of the shots that go down the field, your pass rush has to affect the quarterback. And the thing that we talk about the most is, can you get the quarterback off the spot? And if you look at, you know, some of the what's a passer rating from when he's affected and when he's not, I think that's a real factor, especially this week.
Coach, what's the plan to get the offense back on track after two touchdowns the last three games?
Yeah, it was a for us, the mindset to going back, there's so many things. It's going to start with the balance and our ability to run the ball. They're going to play some eight-man fronts led for sure, and our play action that comes off that, that's got to be on point. When you don't have to step up on the play actions, when you're not feeling the run game, that's when it's way hard. But, man, you've got to be able to run against some eight-man fronts. We know the looks that we're preparing for, and that part of our game has got to be on point. So, for us, it starts with the balance, and then from there, man, like owning the ball. And that part of our game is never going to change in terms of the philosophy. And then our simply just throwing and catching. We can improve in that area, and that's what we're going to work to do.
Is Garland up for depth, or is he competing for time at either guard or guard?
Well, we brought him up to compete. And so he's one that's worked extremely hard, you know, through the development program. So we'll kind of take it through the week and see where it goes. But he's certainly ready to be if his number's called.
When you guys are coach, you and your staff are looking at guys with three games left, no matter what happens.
Yep.
I think it was Mike Singletary who dropped the can't win with him. I don't expect names, but if you sort of got an idea of what you have to do, and quite honestly, who might be weeded out, as in just you're not coming back here because this isn't what we need in our lives?
The biggest thing that I wanted to do, you know, from the whole time here is like for the players to know that everything counts in terms of the way you prepare. So there's a lot that I watch, and there's a lot that I see, and how you conduct yourself and how hard you're going for it and how hard you want to battle. And honestly, that grit factor where like a setback doesn't stop me, like the guys who have that kind of grit, that's honestly, you know, for every club, those are the guys, okay, you know, this is it. That guy's got it. He's got it. And so you're just constantly looking for that. And as hard as it is to go through a setback like we've had, and as difficult to put it in, you still get to see that. There's an opportunity to find that. Like, man, as pissed as I am, at this point as I am, I'm not setting back. I'm not backing off. And there's certainly guys like that, and that's what I notice as well.
What about the guys who aren't like that?
Yeah, then you watch that too, for sure.
Well, not for long.
Yeah, how quickly do you have to get them out of your building?
Well, that goes – that's probably for a longer story in terms of – but the players know, for me and for Thomas, like it is about the grit, about the effort, about the want to – and having that all-in mindset to, like, I'm going to dig for it. And you really reveal it when it goes through a really difficult time. So as hard and as difficult as it is right now, there's stuff to be gained from going through a hard spot. And that's where I'm not backing off.
Last question. Dan, certainly the defense struggled last week. But given the offense and struggles and the fact that it's stretched out several weeks now, as Led said, scoring has become a problem. Do you spend any more time on the offensive side, maybe in coaches' meetings?
Yeah, each week, if there's things for me to address and go to, I just try to lend, you know, and be a part of that in every way. So there's certain even parts of them, you know, of the week that I'd spend more offensively than defensively.
When you do that, do you just help them look at the opposing defense and say from the defensive mindset that you have?
Exactly, and that's kind of why.
Suggestions on why don't we do?
Well, I think both ways, because when you have the unique background that I have, where I can say in this system, in this call, this is what this player is being trained to do, you know where some of the weaknesses are. So by and large, you kind of do both. This is some of the things that hurt them, and this is what we have that does that. So that's where I lend my help. So I guess it goes both ways on that, if it makes sense. I recognize what they're playing, and then here are things that I know that would be a factor. So it's actually been a really cool process for me to go through and trying to help that way.
Thanks, guys.
All right, you guys have a great day.